Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shumas Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Tesa Mishnah Yud, the very last two Mishnahs in the Masechta. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama Shad Avon Leo and Bischos Rachel Basav Argitol and Daniel Yezbrens Pari Rachel Leishi Big Bench Mizar Shal Kayama Bekarv Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Karshine Truma Karshinim of Truma. What are Karshinim, you ask? Well, Karshinim are a bean-like plant which is mostly fed to animals. However, since it is edible and sometimes will be eaten by people if they really need food, so it's Chayiv in Truma. So we have these Karshine Truma Machilon. Kaihanim are allowed to feed these karshinim. We know that kaihanim are allowed to feed truma to their animals, so the kohen's allowed to feed his animals these karshine truma. Now let's say Yisrael shasachar par mikayin. A Yisrael rented a cow from a kohen. Machila karshine truma, he's allowed to feed a karshinim of truma that he has. Since he could give these karshinim of truma to the kohen, and the kohen could feed his animal with them, and the kohen is more than happy to allow the Yisrael to feed his cow karshinim of truma, beravchos, he's going to be giving this cow a lot of food, so the kohen's very happy and he's allowed to do so. However, v'kain shesachar par miYisrael, if a kohen rented a cow from a Yisrael, afal pishem zanisel olav, even though this kohen needs to feed the cow, since he rented the cow, he's got to feed it, lo yachil en a karshine truma. He's not allowed to feed a karshinim of truma. The only thing a kohen is allowed to feed truma to is something which is kinyan kaspai, something that he purchased with his money. This cow wasn't purchased with the kohen's money. He rented it, but he didn't buy it, so therefore, he's not allowed to feed a karshinim of truma. So they used to have this business back in the day where you had a person who owned an animal, but he wasn't very good at fattening it and making it worth more money. So he would take the animal and give it to somebody else to fatten up. That person would fatten it up, and then they would split the profits. So let's say we're talking about a cow. They would evaluate Reuven's cow to be worth $100. Reuven would give his cow to Shimon. Shimon would fatten it up to be worth $200, and now they would take that profit of $100 and split it. So the Mishnah tells us, Yisrael shesham par mikayin. A Yisrael that evaluated a cow from a kohen. He evaluated how much this kohen's cow is worth, and then he took it to his house so that he could fatten it up. Lo yachil en a karshini truma. He's not allowed to feed a karshinim of truma. That's because, for all intents and purposes, the cow is considered the Yisrael's. However, v'kayin shesham par mi Yisrael. If a kohen evaluated a Yisrael's cow, so machil karshini truma. He is allowed to feed a karshinim of truma. That's because, for all intents and purposes, it's the kohen's cow. And if it's the kohen's cow, he's allowed to feed a karshinim of truma. Moving on to Mishnah Yod with the very last Mishnah in the Masechta. Now we're going to be talking about Shemen Sreifa. What's Shemen Sreifa? That is Truma oil that became Tame. It's called Shemen Sreifa because the only thing you could do with it is to be Sirif it, is to burn it. So Mishnah Yod tells us, Madlikin Shemen Sreifa, we're allowed to light Truma oil, but Bate Kinesios in Shul, Ubate Midrashis, and in Bate Midrashim, Uvim Vais Hafelim, and in dark, spooky alleyways, we're allowed to light lamps of Tame Truma oil, Valgabe Achailin, and we're allowed to light Shemen Sreifa by sick people. And this is all Birshus Kayin, because there's a Kayin over there. Since the Kayin's going to be benefiting from this light, and he's allowed to, so other people as well who are around are allowed to benefit from this light. Similar halacha, Bas Yisrael Shanisus Lakayin. We have a daughter of Yisrael that married a Kayin, so now she's allowed to benefit from Shemen Sreifa. Vihila Muda Itzalavia, and she often goes back to her father's house, Avia Madlik Bershusa. Her father is allowed to light Shemen Sreifa when she's there. Since she's allowed to benefit from it, her father's allowed to benefit with her as well. And now we're going to have a four-way machlekes. Madlikin bebeis hamishte, avaloi bebeis ha'evel, divi Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says that we're allowed to light lamps of Shemen Sreifa in a beis hamishte, which is a chasana, but not in a beis ha'evel, which is a shiva house. Now, why is that? That's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that at a beis mishteh, everyone's wearing very fancy clothing, and no one's going to pick up an oil lamp and carry it from one place to another because they might get their clothing dirty. So we don't have to be afraid that this lamp is going to be moved from a place where there's a kayin to a place where there's no kayin. However, in a beis evel, at a shiva house, people don't wear fancy clothing, and therefore a person might pick up this oil lamp and move it to a place where there aren't any kayhanim, and that's a problem. Now, Rabbi Yossi tells us the exact opposite. Bebeis ho'evel, avaloi bebeis hamishteh. We're only allowed to light these lamps with Shemen Sreifa in a shiva house, but not at a chasana. At a shiva house, people are somber and they're in a subdued mood, and they're going to be very careful. They're going to make sure not to pick up these lamps and move them to a place where there's no kaihanim. However, at a chasana, everyone's very excited. They're full of simcha. They're full of happiness and joy. So it's very possible someone's going to pick up one of these oil lamps and move it to a place where there's no kayin, and now that's going to be a problem. Now, Rav Meir Oyser Kan V'Kan, Rav Meir Asers in both scenarios. He takes the chumras of both of these tanaim, and Rav Shimon Matir Kan V'Kan, Rav Shimon allows in both cases cases, he takes the kulas of both of these tanaim. With this, we finish the Masechta. Mazel tov for finishing Maseches Trumas. Just like we were zecher to finish the Masechta together, we should be zecher to finish all of Shisha, Sidra, and Mishnah together. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a brand new Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.